Hello.
Hello, I'm Alyssa.
I'm May.
And we have a podcast called Crazy in Bed.
Crazy semicolon in bed.
Yeah, this isn't a sex podcast. We mean like we're crazy and we spend a lot of time in bed.
A lot.
Yes, we have new episodes coming out every Monday on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.
Please subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please.
Please listen.
We need this. This is all we have. We are fragile.
We're fragile and we could relapse.
Hanging by a thread, I'd say, but there's no thread, really. No, threads are too strong.
Hello! Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling Podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I'm your host, the host, the most, Dan Black, a.k.a. Donsky Blackamora, a.k.a. the Patreon Don, a.k.a. the modern day goof, Raja. Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, gobble wee, yeah. The girl, she's mine, and damn, she's fine. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. We got a lot of hot wrestling action. This was a pretty dope-ass week in wrestling. So before we get into it, remember, you can cash in your opinion on this show. When we talk about a topic, you can leave us a voicemail, and we'll play it on the show. Leave us a voicemail at 316-530-2429, 316. 530-2429, yeah. Anyway, hey, everyone, we got merch, baby. Check out our awesome t-shirts at prowrestlingtees.com/comedians of wrestling. And hey, if you want to support the show extra, become a patron. Donate a little bit of dollars, that gets you access to bonus episodes and other cool things. And also, you just support the show and help me bring this to the newest heights, the highest heights. We got some new patrons. Yeah, so we got new patrons this week. Let's give them a shout out on the show. What do you say, Nasty Noman?
How about it?
Okay, we got Neil Black, my brother. Thanks for supporting the show. I'll take a handout. Hey, we got Yuvraj Singh. Hey, thanks for supporting the show. Matthew Soto. Thank you for supporting the show, baby. We got someone named JG. Thanks for supporting the show and not giving me your full name. And Christopher Johnson. Yeah. Hey, everyone. Thanks for supporting the show. It's awesome. We appreciate it. Okay. Hey, Newman. Yep. What's the deal, man? What did you think of Raw this week?
SmackDown. I thought Raw was very entertaining. SmackDown was fun as well, but hard to compete with Raw.
Yeah. I felt like when I watched SmackDown this week, I was like, this is boring. Mm-hmm. Even though a title, we donned the new U.S. champion, Bobby Roode, a lot happened. But yeah. I was like, man, Raw took the cake this week. And remember, all 2017, I was hot on SmackDown. But we'll see. It's just one episode.
Yeah.
I think the biggest news this week is outside of the ring, though.
Oh, yeah?
Biggest is who knows, sure. You know? I don't know. But I think Ricochet signing with WWE is like, is massive.
Yeah.
I mean, and also, it is one step closer to the complete depletion and deletion of the indie scene of wrestling, which seems to be happening. Like,
yeah.
And also, if you think about it, like NXT, they said he's going to the Performance Center. I feel like he will be in NXT. He definitely will be in NXT.
I would rather him be in NXT just because I like it.
He needs to be in NXT.
Yeah.
He needs to work the mic and he needs to tighten the gimmick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I wonder, do you think they're going to change his name from Ricochet to something?
I don't know. I think something's like, I was thinking about that. I think Vince like really likes concise.
Sure.
He likes concise stuff, you know? So I kind of think, like, Ricochet is, like, pretty neat.
Yeah.
It's packaged pretty neat. But we'll see. Like, I don't really know what the deal is with those contracts. It seems to be, like, up in the air.
Yeah.
But like, Adam Cole, is that his real birth name?
No.
Adam Cole? No. Like, and they kept Adam Cole. Like, and Rick, so if they're going by what their indie cred is with their names and, like, how valuable the name is to just keep and, like, give up the fact that, like, when they leave, they can keep the name, you know? Because I guess that's kind of the law, right? Like, the rule is that, like, if you come in with the name, you can leave with it if it's already your name.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I think that's kind of generally how those contracts go.
Yeah.
I think Ricochet is it's a cool name. It's cool.
I mean,
it doesn't really fit also with what's going on. Like, no one has a name.
I was thinking that,
Edge.
Yeah.
Right?
Edge is like maybe, who else? One word.
Just like
nobody,
one
right?
word.
China.
Like Bono.
Yeah.
Bono and Edge.
Two edges.
Yeah, China. But yeah, so Ricochet signing's pretty good.
Batista.
Also signed Candice LeRae, which seems very overdue, and War Machine tag team. They're like one of the most dominant tag teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I already... the guys in Sanity look like War Machine, so I was like already... Something in my brain said thought those guys were already signed.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
It's a pretty big... the tag division is going to be insane.
In NXT?
All over the WWE properties. I mean, with those guys now, there's so many, like, huge, awesome dudes. Authors of Pain, War Machine now.
Yeah. Sanity. I mean, with all these new tag teams, think they don't just set the bar. They're not the bar. they're below the bar.
They're the bar stand.
Yeah, so anyway, that was long overdue. I mean, we knew he was coming. It's going to be super interesting. You think he's big, but I think he's small.
I don't know, but I saw him at PWG, and I was, like, shocked at how big he was.
He's jacked.
Because, yeah, like, I mean, he's billed at, like, 5'10", 200, but he, in person, seems enormous.
And the danger with him is giving him the Neville track. The danger is Vince not seeing the value in him and then giving him the 205 nod and also just being, also thinking this is a cool way to build up 205. But if Finn Balor is a heavyweight, then he's a heavyweight.
Yeah.
And I think it all comes down to Mike. It's all going to be up to him on the mic. One thing about Ricochet is he rocks the crown, which no one's, I can't think in recent memory someone who like pulled off the crown gimmick.
Booker.
Like Booker did it and Wade Barrett did it, but it's like those guys feel like guys who need crowns.
Sure.
You know, the thing about Ricochet is that at the New Japan live show, he came into the ring and he does the finally Ricochet has come back, which because he's a big Rock mark. And I think the Rock loves him, too.
Sure.
He came out and he's wearing his glasses, right? He's just like reading glasses. They were kind of like black rimmed, kind of like nerdy glasses and a hat. And he flipped out of the ring wearing them and they stayed on his head. Okay. And part of me was like, and he's wearing his plain clothes. And part of me was like, this is pretty cool if he's like Rock's like reading glasses and is not like full on like I'm a king.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like it might benefit from
humbling.
I don't know.
That's impressive. I can't even keep my Apple like earbuds in while I'm walking, let alone doing a backflip, keeping your hat on.
Yo, you know what I was thinking about? That you just reminded me. Like, you know those people have those, like, ear stretching things?
Uh-huh.
Those, like, earring things?
The gauges?
That's... so much put... hang those in there.
Life hack.
Anyway.
Gauge your ears.
Those are dumb. Yeah. I really don't like those. I gotta tell you. I hate to sound like a square, but I don't like those. And if my kid did that, I'd be really sad.
That's a good line to draw. Is gauged ears.
It's like, it's just like, it's so permanent.
Yep.
And when they're out, it looks bad. You have to be rocking it.
Zig's got an opinion.
Yeah, because I have gauged ears.
You do?
Yeah.
Let me see.
I mean, I only have zeros. I don't have the huge ones.
Let me see.
These are my earrings.
Yeah, but that's small. That's not what I'm talking about.
We're talking about guys who have like...
Like fractions?
Well, I'm not going to take it back. I don't like that either. But I will say... I say you pull it off enough where I didn't
notice.
Dan's
so conservative. He doesn't like...
We always wear headphones.
He doesn't like earrings, tattoos, heavy metal, drugs.
No, I love tattoos.
Yeah, you do.
I love tattoos and love the concept of drugs. My drug is caffeine, as you guys know, which speaking of which, let me tap into a little hop.
It's the most widely consumed narcotic in the world, caffeine.
I love... I'm addicted to just full, clarity. Whatever my concept of clarity. Like, my drug is, like...
Right.
Oh, is, like, whatever the limitless drug is.
Adderall.
Yeah, Adderall.
Let's face it.
Yeah, whatever. Adderall is definitely my... I don't take Adderall, but it is my drug, definitely. Right. When I'm, like... I've had times where, like, I drink, or like, I smoke, and then I'm like, fuck, I just thought of a great idea. I want to do it, but I'm high.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway. But I think weed's super cool. All right. You heard it here first. All right. Goldberg, first inductee into the Hall of Fame 2018, which, that's cool. Pretty predictable. But it does mean, in my head, that Undertaker is wrestling at WrestleMania. Because there's no way they're going to have Goldberg and Taker in the same class, and there's no way. Historically, they announced the top person first.
Right.
And there's no way that Taker is not headlining a class.
Yeah, man. I really just wish he would. I mean, he's my favorite of all time, but, man, I can't see him.
I'm very interested in Cena Taker. I want to see that.
I
do. I don't want... When it comes down to it, did you want that to be his last match?
No.
So if he all right, he's not going to put on a great match no matter what, right?
Right.
But if he can do a better match than that.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, hopefully. You know, I just worry. I worry that it's going to be like even worse. And
yeah.
I mean, Cena would be somebody good to like help him along, but like
my beef with Taker is like I don't care if the match is bad, to be honest.
Yeah.
My beef is this thing where he doesn't show up in the lead up to the match.
Sure.
That's right. The thing. It's like, yo, if you want that, like if your character is all about the show and you can't put on like a match, then like come to Raw.
Show up.
And, like, scare these people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
Bray Wyatt, like, that's part of where the beginning of his end was like, that matchup to Undertaker where he lost. Undertaker wasn't around. And the match was in broad daylight.
I remember that.
And he was, like, doing the whole lead up by himself. And he could have probably used the mentorship of, like, Taker coming in, especially if it's such similar gimmicks. Anyway. So, cool. Let's get into Raw. So, I'm excited to see where Ricochet goes. I think he'll be a really nice spot in NXT.
Yeah.
I mean, also, because there's precedent for NXT to be just a quick stopping ground. Like Kevin Owens got the belt after, like, 2 months at NXT. Like,
right.
If you're, I like, it's, it seems to be, Hunter's really good at running it as, like, a meritocracy.
Mm-hmm.
And being in NXT for a long time, like Alexa Bliss was there forever and everyone came. I heard she started before like Bayley and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's awesome that they're like, oh, it's when you're ready. Mm-hmm. So obviously he's not going to need that much work.
Right.
But also he's going to need to learn how to adapt to this schedule. He's going to need to, you know? Anyway,
it's a different style.
Very
too.
Exciting.
It's
prospect.
Like a way smaller or a way slower style than like everything else. So.
In injuries, Jason Jordan apparently very injured,
oh,
and
no.
Paige apparently retirement level.
Catastrophically injured, yeah.
Yeah. And both of them were on Raw in their gear. Both of them came out in gear, but didn't wrestle.
Yeah.
Based on the booking of Jason Jordan, it seems like they're optimistic.
Yeah, yeah.
But Paige, they say they want her to retire.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Did you see... You saw the video, right? Where her getting, like, kicked in the back
of
the head.
I did, by who?
Sasha Banks.
Which you've been,
Look, I mean, that's the thing is, like, I don't want to, like, my whole point has always just been that it seems like when Sasha Banks throws herself around, she doesn't have any control of her body. And some people like that. They think it's exciting. I'm not trying to be like, oh, she's dangerous, but who knows? Like, if she, you know, can't control her limbs and, like, hit her stiff as fuck, like,
yeah,
there's something that has to be looked at there, I think.
I think Paige will be fine. I think they always do this thing where they're like, oh, you got to retire. They did, like, Lita and broke her neck, and then she got it fused and then had, like, another 10 years of wrestling.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, Paige is only, she's 25.
Yeah. I think that she'll come back. So, anyway. All right. So, all I got to say about Raw is... Okay, so the big thing to discuss is Braun Strowman.
Yeah.
Strowman 316. I mean, what a show.
Yeah.
It's so interesting with Braun Strowman is because you think he's like, and we just had Gabrus in here, recorded an episode, we'll release at some point, but I was trying to explain Braun Strowman to him because I was like, you will love this. And I sent him a clip of Braun Strowman flipping the tractor trailer.
Yeah.
And so... And he did love it. And I didn't describe Braun to him correctly.
Mm.
I said to him, it's like, oh, he's like big and he's like a big dumb animal. But actually, he's not dumb, which you've made the point of, that he can speak, which is a great point. But also, he is more of Austin than anything.
Yeah.
He's like he's more of like Kane meets Austin.
Yeah. That's a good combination. A good observation, I think. Well, yeah, because I mean that became obvious, like we said a couple weeks ago, when he like got the mic and like had that like cut that promo on Heath Slater right in the moment, and I was like, shit, that was like something that Stone Cold Steve Austin would do.
Get these hands. You compared him to Austin immediately, and I think that's when it clicked for me. I was like, yeah, and then now, I mean, I thought this writing was so fucking good, and it was classic like authority thing, which by the way is like always will work, and. Yeah, they repeat it all the time. People give that stuff shit, but there's not really creatively. What do? You rebel. It's why movies have the same premise. Like you rebel against the authority. Like it's simple underdog, right? But in a weird way, like Braun is like the underdog here, and his biggest strength seems to be his. I want to call it is. It's an ignorant arrogance where it's like, yeah, he doesn't doesn't know better, and you can't get through to him. Like, he's gonna do this. So you tell him he's fired. It's really cool that he understands the concept of being fired. Like I think that on paper, I'd be like, he gets fired, he would just be like, I don't care, I still work here, I don't accept being fired. But like, no, actually, he's more three-dimensional than that. He's like, I'm upset about being fired, so I'm going to take the whole show down.
Yeah. Yeah, that was so great. Like, him going to the back and going into the $12 million production truck.
Yeah.
And kicking everybody out and just like, you know, what does this do? What's this do if I smash this and just turn off everything?
What's this do?
What's this do?
What's this do?
I love it.
Me. I'll shut this whole show down. What's this do? If I smash this right now, would it shut all these monitors off in here? Huh? Huh? What about you? What is this? I want to shut this stuff off. What's this do?
Man.
Yeah, I mean, it's on... It's unbelievable. Yeah. Braun Strowman, he's I love that small thing where he couldn't fit through the doorway and he hit it and he's like, stupid door.
Yeah.
Like
the cake.
Yeah, absolutely.
The cake moment.
And like me and Gabrus, when he was in here, we were talking about a lot of 90s wrestling. And some of the characters are over the top, but this character's over the top. Like, you're playing big. I think there's this thing now where it's like, oh, your acting has to be big because you're playing to like a big room. But the characters, all the stuff that's worked for Kevin Owens has been like when he's played a little bigger.
Sure.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, Yep is like pretty big, or like when he has like meltdowns backstage that are like little kid tantrums.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not sure like why a lot of this doesn't happen. It might just be because they like do it in the, they like writing in the moment. But, yeah. Man, if I was Braun Strowman, I said it on the Comedians Wrestling Facebook page. If you want to, you know, go there if you want to talk about wrestling at 4 in the morning. But Braun Strowman came into wrestling. They added him to the Wyatt family. He had no matches. Yep. And then when he was done, they were like, all he had was character. Mm-hmm. Didn't wrestle. Can't wrestle. And now he can put on a decent match because of the kind of spots he does that play to his strength. There's a focus on character.
Right.
And his character is big, and it's, you know what it is, and you're vested in it.
Yeah.
And it's just what I've been saying on here forever. Like, you want these characters. The Rock was super big. Austin was super big. Daniel Bryan's character was really big also, in a really, like, different way. It was really big. CM Punk's character was, like, way over the top.
Yeah.
He always said I was trying to be, like, a movie villain. Like, it's why he slicked his hair back, you know? And so that's what Braun's getting over. It's amazing. Like, not everyone, like, Lesnar's a big character, but not everyone can be Lesnar where he's, like, that gray area of who he is. But that's because he wins real fights in an octagon outside.
Right.
Like, yeah. Right?
Yeah, he's probably, like, if you could stand him up against anybody on the roster in, like, a real fight, and Brock Lesnar's going to come out on top.
Yeah. The best thing about what Strowman did was when he flipped the truck. It was amazing.
People didn't like that, and I think, if you
flip a truck every week,
every time, if you don't like that, stop watching wrestling.
I didn't like that he didn't smash anything in the truck.
Well, he couldn't. I mean,
yeah. It was like, what does this do?
But what does this do?
Like, you didn't, well, they could have had him slash like one screen or something.
Yeah, have like a dummy screen or something.
That's fine. It looked really tight quarters in there, but like one woman was like, ah, she was like
chasing down the, like, security guards. Like, he threw that one guy into the tables, and then another security
tossed
guard was, like, running away from him, and he, like, chased him down and grabbed him by the neck.
I love that when he really goes after, like, he doesn't care they run away. Like, he has to get these – they got to get these hands.
Get these hands.
I'm waiting for the get these hands merch.
I mean, it's probably going to be bad.
Yeah, I don't care. I might get it. I think Strowman's due for some merch. But so he flips it, and then he just goes up to – right in Angle's face and just goes, oh! And then at one point he's like, you're not fired anymore. And he just goes, oh! Like, he's like at the crowd. And it was so visceral.
Yeah.
To this, like, he's in front of like 30,000 people and just puts his hands up like proclaiming victory in a way that is so fucking, it goes back to like gladiator times. Amazing.
Yeah.
I know, man.
Yeah, he's fully arrived. You have to put a belt on him. You have to.
Well, so that brings to the next part of this discussion. Guy's white hot.
Yeah.
We had the discussion where he lost to 1F5. Mike Lawrence, comedian. I always refer to it. He came in here, said Strowman's ruined forever.
Right.
We disagreed. But at this moment right now, Can you not give him the belt? Like, I think he has to win this belt.
Yeah.
I think their hands are tied. This guy is so hot right now. It's like he's a future star. Brock Lesnar is not around.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't see it happening.
Yeah, no, and I mean, but here, so this goes to something that I think, so Anthony King, you know Anthony King, right?
Yeah.
He once said that you need, in improv, in comedy, you need to give the audience what they want, but not right. what they expect.
Right.
And I think the WWE now, with this much talent, especially guys like Strowman, they need to give us what we want, but not what we expect.
Right.
And that means giving him the belt.
Right.
It's the only move to make.
I mean, I cannot see it happening because, all right, so let's get, I've been doing the math.
Yeah.
So, all right, there's a couple of pieces to the puzzle here, which is, do you need, I actually don't know the figures on this, but I can't imagine you have a Mania that doesn't have a one-on-one heavyweight championship
right.
match. I can't think of a WrestleMania that had two like three-way matches, like two triple threats. It might exist, but in my head, it's a bad move.
Yeah,
but you got to keep in mind, AJ Styles right now has the black belt, which that belt is technically the main belt,
right?
Even though it's on SmackDown. And if you have an AJ match versus like Shinsuke or something, I mean Shinsuke's. If they're doing the Shinsuke, then this plan I'm saying is a no-go. What I'm alluding to is, like, if you have the headline match, AJ versus Taker.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Right?
The Phenom versus the Phenomenal.
Right. The Phenom versus the Phenomenal. And you had that as the headline match.
Yeah.
It gives you a lot of leeway on what you do with the red belt.
True.
Right? But that, Matt, that involves the marquee match being AJ Shawn Michaels. AJ something big, then you can have leeway.
Right.
And what I mean by leeway is that there's no way Braun Strowman, actually, if the match is big enough, okay, so if the match, with I'm doing the math, the booking math here, if AJ, let's say AJ Shawn Michaels, right, like whatever, or AJ Kurt Angle, right, that's a match that's so big that's going to attract so many eyes, right, that you might be able to get away with Braun Lesnar.
Sure.
Right? On the card.
Right.
But as it stands right now, you cannot have Braun versus Lesnar as the headline match of WrestleMania because yeah. people don't know who Braun is yet.
And we've seen it.
We've seen it?
Yeah.
I can get past we've seen it, but I agree. If we'd never seen it, it would have made it way sexier.
Right.
Okay. So now, if you do that. Now, let's say they have AJ in a match like AJ Shinsuke. Or something, and they book that as the main event. Then, when you go into the triple, then you have to have the Braun Lesnar match, a triple threat. Mm-hmm. Then you have to have someone like Cena win the Royal Rumble, and then you add Cena to that match, and then they all have a claim to it. Because Strowman's right. a champion, but Lesnar's like, I want my rematch. Contractually, I'm this. And they're like, all right, well, we make that a triple threat. And then you're like, all right, so it's Lesnar versus Cena. That's a big match. We can make that headline. And then this guy Strowman is the champion. And then that's a way to get eyes and get hands on Strowman.
Sure.
How do you feel about all that?
Yeah, no, it's very complicated math, and I'm not good at math.
Well, do you agree with me that you can't have Braun Strowman headline in a one-on-one match
yet?
WrestleMania right now?
I guess...
I'm talking about the last match of the night.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I discount how big of a stage WrestleMania actually is, like for people who aren't like, who are just like casual fans.
Well, let's go through it. Let's look at the past 4 years, okay? Right. WrestleMania 30, the main event of that was supposed to be Orton versus Batista.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Two stars.
Right.
Proven stars. They added Daniel Bryan, which... might be a similar situation here, but they kept it. They made it a triple threat.
Right.
All right. WrestleMania 31 main event: Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. Okay.
Huge. Right.
So,
at the time,
yeah,
is Roman Reigns like is he at the level of fame that like Strowman is at now?
No, but see, this is a card no one was excited for.
Sure.
It was known as, and then they, and that's why they had the cash in. It's like everyone, make everyone happy.
Right.
We were, I was at that Mania. We were walking to it being like, this card stinks. Like, we're, let's just go have fun because it's WrestleMania. But like, there was not a big fight feel to it.
Right.
Right. So then that's 31. 32, Roman Reigns is already established guy versus Triple H. One right. of those guys is Triple H.
Right.
You know, I guess if you see Braun Strowman at the Reigns level, then it's possible. Yeah. Look, I would love it.
Yeah.
I would love to see, yeah. I mean, the only thing I don't like about it is Lesnar.
True. Yeah, I mean, he's...
Because would you be excited about Lesnar versus...
Versus who? I mean,
versus Strowman. Would you that be excited for you, even though you've seen it?
Yeah, because I like Strowman. I would like to. I would be excited to see it. I would hope that they would like try to top what they did before.
Yeah.
But not as much as if it was like Strowman and like Cena, or like Strowman and
right.
You know what I mean? Like something fun, like fun that we haven't really seen before.
Yeah. You think they're setting up for a Rollins, Jason Jordan match at Mania?
Probably. Like a yeah, maybe like a mid card situation.
Oh my God.
What's this dude?
All right. So anyway. So. Yeah, I mean, gun to the head, is he winning the belt at Royal Rumble?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
I say gun to the head for me is yes.
Yeah.
I think he's going to win it, and I think they're going to go with a big triple threat match.
Yeah.
Lesnar, Strowman, and then one other person who I don't know who that is yet.
Yeah, I mean, kid deserves it, man. He's been working his ass off for the last 2 years.
Yeah. I guess we have the Elimination Chamber, and then, yeah, yeah. Maybe Miz.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't even know how they could work Miz in there.
Yeah.
I mean, Reigns?
I don't know, man.
That's actually like a cool match. It's just the same thing as the SummerSlam match, except minus Joe, right?
Yeah.
Which feels like it's like a de-heighten.
Right. Oh, I forgot Joe was hurt. Did you hear about Roman Reigns being named in that steroid case?
I did. I was getting coffee on the way in here, and past guest of the show, PJ McCormick, bumped into him, and he told me that, that the guy, Roman Reigns, got busted in the steroids ring.
Well, named. He got named. And,
don't care.
I mean, yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing is, like, Dave Meltzer said this, and I kind of agree, that if, like, who cares? Like, if someone named him, that just means that someone said his name. It doesn't mean it's true. And, if it is, like, he gets tested regularly. They all do. And so...
I don't care about steroids.
No, I know. But they would have to suspend him.
I like steroids. I think it makes dudes look jacked up.
Right.
I think steroids are cool. I also think the schedule's unfair.
Right.
And so they, like, need it to, like, stay awake.
Yeah.
And, I don't care.
Yeah.
It reminds me of real sports when we care about steroids. But, well, I mean, I get it, but right. I don't care. Like, well,
I always thought that they should have two leagues, like in real sports, like a juice league and a regular league.
I mean, you can't do that.
Why not?
In wrestling?
No. In like regular, in sports at
large. Oh, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
should have two leagues.
They do that for bodybuilding.
They should.
They have ones where it's like, oh, they don't test in this, so they're clearly all juiced up, and then they have all natural
right.
competitions.
But yeah, they should have a juice, like an NFL juice league and an NFL clean league.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so anyway, any other thoughts on Strowman?
No.
Okay. okay. Let's go. Let's get a cash in. We got a cash in from patron Yuvraj Singh, who has some thoughts on Raw.
Second time cashing in. I just finished watching Raw. Really enjoyed the show. Seth using the curb stomp again. The Revival saying the words professional wrestlers. Braun Strowman eating a slice of cake with these hands. Well, why would Stephanie rehire Strowman so quickly, seemingly after Braun's biggest babyface act ever in destroying Michael Cole? Well, at the Royal Rumble, it's a triple threat match, which is no DQ. Triple H can get involved. He can cost Strowman a match. He can end up humiliating Braun, just like what happened in Survivor Series. And at WrestleMania, it'll be Braun Strowman versus Triple H. And to end my cash-in, I thought I'd let you know who I think is going to win this year's Royal Rumble. It's going to be the big dog, Titus O'Neil.
All right, great cash.
I want him to like do my voicemail.
Like, oh yeah, I love it. I also I just I always like I'm like a I'm like a romantic for like the fact that like people listen in other countries. Uh-huh. Like I love that we're all so connected like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That it's just like, oh yeah, like you know. And I also love the plight of the European WWE fan.
Sure.
Like, what time is that on? I know there's always like struggles with the pay per views.
Yeah,
you imagine that? Like being a wrestling fan is like not that easy.
Well, it's like a lot. Like with I had seen I follow a couple people on Twitter. They were from the UK, and they're like kind of joking, like they can't wait for like the Americans to have to stay up to watch NJPW the way that they have to stay up to watch.
Yeah,
all the WWE stuff.
That's why I was really excited that they had the Kenny Omega Jay White, who's straight up jabron.
He looks like a
that gimmick's awful.
He looks like a girl I dated in like ninth grade.
I know people are hot on him. I've seen him wrestle a couple times. Look, all I'm saying is that he has one of those gimmicks. He's like likes knives or whatever.
Sure,
he has that gimmick. He's like, but it's like it's very derivative of Kenny Omega, and it feels like it's like similar to my beef with Cody, where you're like
sure.
You feel like a guy who is so uninteresting that your gimmick is I like knives. Like
sure.
You can't find, you can't like I'm saying like
yeah.
At least like Mojo Rawley he's not like working for me, but like you're like I see what I understand him as a guy,
right.
Like, he's a guy who was, like, super positive, and he was a football player, and, like, so he does that tackle, that move, or the you know, the, whatever, the lineman
fist
hit, or yeah. Whatever. You know, you're like, oh, I get this, or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And it's coming from a place of authenticity. You're like, I'm like a, anyway, somebody disprove me. Some NJPW mark can give me some heat for it. But I'm a subscriber, by the way, and I watched the Chris Jericho doc this week. It's called, like, The Lion Road or something.
Is it on their network?
Yeah, it's on the New Japan World. And one thing was interesting. They were like, they asked him, like, who are some of the top guys you've worked with? Mm. And he named Roman Reigns in a list of, like, Shawn Michaels. Like,
yeah.
And it was like, Roman Reigns, like, that guy's amazing.
Wow. I mean, maybe he's just good. Like, I mean, maybe there's some technical aspect in his wrestling that he's just like a safe guy to wrestle.
Strowman did it also. He was like, who's a better guy to work with than him? He said one time in an interview. It's really, he has a lot of backstage cred.
Yeah.
It's just, that's just something I find really interesting. Cause I don't feel like Cena had that like rapport. I think, anyway, so, yeah, a lot of good stuff. All right. Next thing let's get into, which Yuvraj mentioned, the curb stomp being back.
Yeah.
This is like, such fucking great news.
Yeah.
I mean, this...
Finn sold the shit out of it, too.
Yeah.
It looked like he really smacked his head hard.
God.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins has been floundering.
Yeah.
And I feel like they should have given him to a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They should have known better, dude.
But I mean, they took away the pedigree. He's doing like a knee that is so much worse than Kenny Omega's V-trigger.
Yeah.
And, like, it just feels like he's got his wings back. Like, it's just so excited. It reminded me of the old Rollins. What a great finishing move.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. And what was the reason? It's like, because Vince said that he could see Stephanie and Shane doing it to each other as kids.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, he was like, it just feels like I don't want. And then I saw Corey Graves called it, like, a blackout.
Yeah.
I was like, that's great. Like, repurpose it.
Sure.
Don't call it the curb stomp.
Well, that also, too, has some negative connotations.
Curb stomp, you're thinking of American History X.
Right.
It has, like, a racial vibe to it.
Yeah.
Todd Phillips called it, or maybe Baron. What's his name?
Tom Phillips and Byron.
Sorry,
Todd
Byron.
Phillips and Baron.
I mean, can we say Byron? Like, this guy's been there for, like, at this point, maybe 6 years, and
yeah.
He's not quotable. He's made no splash on All Me. I forget his name.
He did have a funny moment on SmackDown where Tom Phillips was like, oh, SmackDown's about to be, and they're waiting for the Glorious like music to come,
yeah,
and Byron's like, Glorious! And he's like, no, you wait.
That was bad, though. It was like, clearly he was waiting for the music to say it.
I thought they did it on purpose, like a
You
joke.
Think so?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so. Maybe. Then I got worked. I got worked. We need an alarm for like... I got worked. All right, when you get caught getting worked. But yeah, Rollins, I mean, this is amazing that he has it back. I'm just excited. Yeah, call it the blackout. I don't care what the fuck you call it. Just anyway, did you see what Rollins wore to the Civil Rights Museum?
Yes.
Segment?
Let me recall.
Was that like a band shirt?
I saw that and I was like, what the fuck are you wearing?
Yeah.
Like he was wearing the Ziggler. He had the blazer with the t-shirt.
Yeah, and the t-shirt was just like some shit metal band.
Like As I Lay Dying or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I get it. Like, if you
have
go to
a modicum of respect.
Yeah. But also, it's being taped. Like, I get it if you were just going in your spare time.
Right.
Like, you're not required to dress a certain way to go to a museum or whatever. But then, like, Roman Reigns looks sharp as fuck.
Right. Yeah. I think we need to dispel a rumor, which is that a t-shirt under a blazer is a good look for a guy. It's not a good look for a guy. It doesn't work.
It's a great look for a woman.
It
t-shirt under a blazer. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I love when I'm going through my notes and I just see stuff I write. Like, I wrote, Jason Jordan is so jacked. What a gorgeous man. Yeah. What a ridiculous person.
Yeah.
I love that. I wrote that down.
It's true.
Oh my God. Anyway. So, okay. All right. So here's something I loved on Raw. I always admit when I'm wrong, and not that I'm wrong or anything, but I thought Revival's, and Uraj mentioned it. Uraj nailed it. Revival, I thought that their promo was really strong. The fact that they go, like, we're professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
I even love that, like, next week Shawn Michaels is coming back. Next week Undertaker's coming back. Like, you think those guys are old school? Like, no, right. We're actually professional wrestlers.
Yeah.
We're not characters. We like, rock undies and we wrestle. I really dig the Shatter Machine. I've always liked that because it's like a 3D into a code breaker.
Yeah.
3D's the best tag move. I like they're like, we're mastering holds. We're students of the game. We're not a creation of the WWE boardroom. This was just like a really well-written promo. Here's my beef.
Okay.
This is what I label an almost promo.
Ah.
This is where good writing meets mediocre performance.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think this was a moment that they didn't get. Now, I won't totally shoot on their performance of it. Like, I'll say that, like, sometimes as a performer, I know, like, sometimes, like, hey, the crowd's not with you that night.
Yep.
Sometimes you have that. But I thought, like, he needed to come out way hotter. Mm. Like, they just won that match, and you had to be like, we're here, and they had to be angrier, and it had to be a little bit like we've arrived. They needed to, like, kick the door down. They've had, like, a rough start. The packaging of it, I really do like. And I do also love that, like, it's authentic. Like, you're like, that's what these guys are. They are, like, students of the game. And you see it when they wrestle.
Yeah.
They do things that other wrestlers don't that seem more technical. They're, like, trying to be more innovative. Mm-hmm. They are, like, a tag team, like, unit. And they respect being a tag team in a way that, like, the Bar or, like, two guys put together won't. But how'd you feel?
Oh, I mean, I love the Revival, and I always have, and I think we're going to get to a point, we're almost there, where you see the magic of the Revival.
I think, did I not take a step towards it? By the way, of course I see the magic of it. Like, I saw American Alpha, I saw American Alpha versus the Revival at WrestleMania 32. It was the first match of the weekend that I saw at NXT, and it was the best match of the whole weekend.
Yeah.
I know what the Revival can do. I'm just talking about being a Raw talent.
Sure.
Elias, jabroni in NXT,
sure.
Elias, one of the top three talents on Raw right now, just in terms of response and whatever metrics that means.
Yeah.
They
have such a place, I think, in the WWE, and I think we do need more. I don't want to say we need more of guys like that because then it would take their specialness away, but I'm totally on board for that whole, like, they're wrestlers and it's not like, you know, they're not like the Boogeyman or Ryback or some bullshit.
Now, they're set up for a really cool spot next week where, like, if one of these old school guys comes in and they're like, you think you're old school, we're old school, and they start putting him in, like, technical holds or something.
Yeah.
But if they come out and they job to, like, fucking Shawn Michaels, like, 10 super kicks, like, they're buried.
They're done. Yeah.
That's an example of, like, when you're done.
Right.
Like, I think Michael Lawrence was a little too generous with the you're done.
Right.
Anyway,
they just feed you to guys who don't have a career.
Elias, great new shirt this week. I loved it.
Oh, he has a new one?
Yeah, he wore like a Tommy Bahama. Something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought he looked cool. He's kind of a handsome guy, no?
He is. Yeah, he looks a little bit like a less strung out Randy Savage.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he does. I love it. Like, whenever it's like, ladies and gentlemen, Elias, I get like excited. And then he's like, you know, just hits all the strings, and then he like jams a little.
Yeah,
and I like
the
jams, always different. It sounds like he's getting better at guitar.
Right, yeah.
He's clearly practicing, and you can hear him getting better. It's like a guy you can track his progress. And like, I like how he's the opening act for The Miz now.
Uh-huh.
He's like Miz's opener.
Yeah, I love. Yeah, the guitar is like tuned like just slightly off. It's all
that, that I didn't notice. That's
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's because he's all like when you watch him play, like he's playing real chords, but they're all, they're like just a little flat, and it works really well.
So Miz comes out. Now look, I'm taking a lot of shit in the Facebook page because, but look, I gotta be true. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Miz mark. Am I the only one who feels like Miz feels like he feels and looks like less of a pro wrestler right now?
Yeah.
He de-heightened.
He did.
He wore like way snazzier suits before.
Yeah.
His glasses are, listen, his glasses are not in fashion.
Right.
I sent out on the Comedians Wrestling Facebook page, where you can talk about wrestling at 4 in the morning, I posted a picture of the hottest 2018 sunglasses for males. Yeah. I posted it. And he, none of those are not, that style is not on there. Right. As a matter of fact, I think right now the smaller sunglasses are in style, like smaller lenses.
Yeah.
Like Batista and Blade Runner 2049.
Yeah, they should put a pair of those like little John Lennon, like, yeah. Or like Ozzy Osbourne glasses. Yeah. They should put a pair of those on Elias.
I would love that.
That would, oh man, that would set him over the top for like a douchey heel.
But like Miz has a kind of a regular guy haircut right now. He's wearing, like, I just think his suits are a little regular. He just, look, this doesn't mean he's not, like, the Don. Like, the Miz is fucking great. His promo was great. The whole thing of, like, that felt awesome as, like, his through line. Yeah. I love that he, like, always is, like, very methodical with his promos. It wasn't a strong promo in terms of content.
Sure.
There was not much there. It was like, we're clearly just waiting to see what happens with this Reigns match. But, I don't know.
I agree. I think he should have come back, like, full Conor McGregor mode, like, $1 million suit, like have, like, you know, Conor McGregor had that suit that said "fuck you,"
yeah,
in the threads, like something like that, like, shirtless, like ultra tailored suit, hair just as douchey as you can get it,
yeah,
you know, just yeah, he should have come back, like sequel, like how they take, like how they do, like sequels of like comedy movies where they just take all the things that like the focus group liked and just pile it into the character.
Yeah,
that's what they should have done.
Totally. I think it's a little too tame.
Yeah,
that's all. That's my feeling on it. And I know I'm gonna take some heat anyway. Sasha Banks, full on jabroni status.
Uh-huh.
First off, she lost a match clean to Sonya Deville.
Yeah.
Sonya Deville gave her a kick to the stomach off the top rope for a pin.
That was a wrap.
Sasha, I don't want to say she deserves it. That's too harsh. But Sasha needs like some work.
Yeah.
I don't. This is from watching interviews with her. Like, I think she needs to get out of her own ass a little bit.
Yeah,
and start going back to the drawing board.
Mm-hmm.
Legit Boss is a good tag. It's a good slogan. The outfit looks great. She looks awesome. You got to figure out how to act like a legit boss, even if you're not getting the booking you want.
Right.
If you can lose and just be like, what does it mean? What does being a boss mean?
Yeah, I mean being, like, in charge, being the one that's, you know, calling the shots.
How? In what way is she a boss except for that, like, she has these glasses?
Yeah, she should be. She's a small business owner. That's what she,
something. I mean, it's really tough because obviously they're not giving her mic time, which she's. But everything we see of her, I wish she saw from my vantage point what I see.
Right.
Like, if she went to the tape, everything you see about her is her crying about some monumental moment she had.
Right.
Right. And not winning titles,
yeah.
Like, and like not being a champion, and like I'm saying, like I know some of that's booking, but it's also like you should act a little slighted. You shouldn't act so grateful. Like, act cooler. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I think something's happening too. Where I think that maybe the Sasha Banks and like your Charlottes and kind of the people who were on the cusp of like the women's revolution. I think they got a little complacent, and I think now that the talent is coming up from NXT, that comparison makes it much more stark, where you have people who are like Ruby Riott, who are awesome, and you can, her, she's obvious, it's a clear character. When you now people who like the Sasha, who hasn't really been working on her character and hasn't had to, is in a rough spot, and she's in a dangerous spot because it's like, who the fuck cares about you right now?
Right.
Because I think they got complacent, and they feel part. She feels old. Like, she feels like part of like an old wave of talent.
Right. She needs some kind of revamp here.
Turn everybody heel.
I mean, yeah. I know.
Bailey. Turn her and Bailey heel.
They could be like kind of like Zayn and Owens.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay, so, yeah, I mean, okay.
And she stinks on the mic, but.
Jason Jordan, I said he's a jack gorgeous man. I really like his line of, like, I'm going to talk to my dad.
Yeah.
That one line really did it for me.
Yeah.
It's like really like, I love he's like getting into the nepotism or whatever. Yeah. And like, he sees like he's, and now he's like Seth Rollins' tag partner. And like, he's really set up to be like really let down.
Yeah.
And really like blindsided by the club he's a part of.
Yeah.
And like, that also feels like really cool. I mean, like, I can think of moments in my life where this has happened. Like, yeah. You know, that one of my, I can think of the sentiment where you're like, oh, I remember I was at like Boy Scout camp when I was like 12 or something. And like, I thought the counselors like really liked me. And then like, I found out they all hang out without me or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Cause I was like their waiter.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, and you know what I mean? Or
yeah.
Something.
Well, he's in a good, like, so I hope that they do something like this, but I think he's in a good spot for, something like this where, Dean Ambrose comes back, the Shield resumes normal function, and then maybe they like stomp him out or something, or
right.
Like just like totally obliterate him. He's left cold and alone. He goes to his dad. Kurt Angle abandons him again.
Yeah,
and he just has this like dark night of the soul and turns into like evil Jason Jordan.
Yeah,
that's
black trunks, black boots.
Yeah, and just suplexes Kurt Angle for like 10 minutes straight.
Yeah, I love that. Oh, my God. Strowman's messing with the lights just turned on. Strowman's probably in the tech booth.
Ah, shit.
Yeah, so totally. All right. Jason Jordan, people seem on the fence about. Like, people don't like it. I seem like, I'm not hot on him. I just like the, I like the writing more than anything, but I also love, like we said, that he can work.
Yeah.
So that goes a long way for me, where I'm like, oh, this guy, like, can put on, he can put on Angle level matches at some point.
How
I mean, I don't know about
like
Angle.
29?
He's 29, yeah. I don't know about Angle. Angle's is like the best wrestler ever, but close.
Right.
All right. Matt Hardy. Does he seem less over now that he's actually broken? Like, I'm hearing less delete chance.
Yeah, and I mean, because Woken is weird. I think Woken is strange. And he needs Rebby, and he needs Senior Benjamin, and he needs Vanguard 1.
He needs all of that.
He needs Brother Nero. He needs all of that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's still just part.
And he'll get it. It's going to work.
Yeah.
But I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I think the broken thing is so fucking good.
When I
see it, I love it. It's just like, it's just everything I love.
Yeah.
It's so good.
And I love Bray Wyatt's reactions to it, where he's sort of perplexed by him.
Yeah.
Where, like, it's almost like Shooty a little bit, where he's like, bro, like, what's your deal? You know?
Yeah. Oh, no, totally. I think it makes enough sense for me. And the other thing is that I don't think he needs to wrestle.
No.
Like I don't need to see, like, Matt Hardy, like, single matches. Like,
yeah.
That character seems above, like, wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know, yes, it's a wrestling show. They're paying him a lot of money. He's got to fill time or whatever. But when he, like, starts giving side effects and then, like, the twist of fate and stuff, you just start being like, all right, like,
you're right.
I don't want to do that. Like,
yeah. He should start deleting people. I think you said that.
He should wrestle. Like, he should change his wrestling a little bit.
Yeah. He did. They tried to push that. Like, how they do with the commentary, how they kind of tell you what they want you to think about it.
Right.
And they were pushing that, where it's like, oh, this new aggressive Matt Hardy is, you know, he's a different style than we're used to seeing, which isn't really true.
Right.
It's just what they're saying.
Yeah. But he needs the cult leader thing. Like, we need Jeff back, and it'll happen.
Yeah.
Jeff's probably come back in the Rumble or something.
Oh, yeah.
They'll have some kind of cool moment. It's going great.
Titantron
looked awesome. The music, the entrance, it's great.
Yes.
It's WWE. It's like, now he's got this full production. It's going to be... It's going to be Woken. It's going to be great. Okay, so then we had... okay, cool. Yeah. I got to get to a show, so I can't go. Not too many tangents. Last week was all tangents, okay? This week we're staying on track. Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins.
What a match.
Great match.
What a match.
The point I made to you about Finn, it dawned on me.
Yeah.
Is that Finn, he has great matches only with great wrestlers.
Sure.
Which is not the sign of a big talent.
No.
A big star talent.
Right.
But, like, that is true. Like, he has great matches when he's in there with great guys.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the memorable ones. Like, when he's there with Roman Reigns, I'm like, oh, great match.
I could watch Roman Reigns throw him across the ring all
Loved time. It. And he has those matches with Seth Rollins. It's like, oh, those are great. His match with AJ, they're great. But those are guys who have great matches with other guys.
Yeah.
Someone tell me, yeah, I mean... I mean, like, his matches with Bray, I forget them.
Sure. Yeah, right? That's the first thing I just thought of. I was like, how are they with Bray? But I think if I have to ask
Do you
that
remember
question,
any of them?
No,
yeah. Right. Yeah, you don't remember them? Yeah, so he felt like he wrestled Bray forever. What other feuds did he have recently? Since he's been back, it's mainly Bray, it feels like.
Well, I mean, for a while there, he was just wrestling, like, fucking Curt Hawkins and, like...
Right.
Nobody's.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get... So, I'm trying to think only if I'm being unfair in the sense that, like, he had... The booking was like he didn't get to show it off, but, you know, I don't know.
I wish that they would do... I wish that they would trust Balor and Lesnar to put on a good match.
Balor and Lesnar?
Uh-huh.
I think we will see it. Yeah. I mean, I think that if Finn could have had a better year, a lot of it not his fault, that is something they were... There's no question it was on their radar as a possibility.
Right.
It might have been option C, but it was definitely something they were thinking about.
Yeah.
And it also could still happen. He could still win the Rumble.
True.
You know? Yeah. And then they could go for like a Shield three-way for the IC belt. Like, there's a lot of things they can do.
Yeah.
You know?
Does this feel better than last year going into the Rumble?
I thought last year felt amazing. That was
right?
One of the best times where I was like, this Mania is going to be incredible.
Yeah, and it was
and
like,
then the booking
okay.
was bad. The booking was like real weird and bad.
And like Orton won, right?
Yeah, Orton won. It was like a lot of disappointment. Like, this is a similar feeling, though.
Yeah.
We're going in with a lot of, I mean, some of these people are hurt, but nothing that's going to really kill.
Right.
Yeah. I'm excited for it, but I've been burned too many times before. Like, this Rumble, easily Roman Reigns can win this Rumble.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and I mean, especially because it's in Philly, and
right.
I think they might want to fuck with the fans. Oh, see, nice shirt. I just noticed this.
Oh,
shirt.
Yeah, I'm rocking my cow, my cow shirt. I'm going to get some more printed. Yeah, feels dope. I got the soft. I got the non-crutch pro wrestling tees.
Yeah.
I splurged $3 for the soft shirt. It's worth it, but people have been pretty... I know people, they don't like the soft shirt, some people. They don't like the way they fit, and they've been happy with the non-soft fit. So check out our shirts, pro wrestling tees, / comedian wrestling. All right. Yeah, I think here's another quote I wrote on my list, okay? On my notes. This is the first time my dick moved for Rollins in a while.
It moved.
This is the first time my dick... It's because I get like stream of consciousness. It's like,
yeah.
This is the first time my dick moved for Rollins. This is a funny way to say it.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
How'd you feel about that? I didn't really make my dick move.
Yeah, my dick didn't move for that.
That's fucked up.
Balor cut a really awkward promo,
yeah.
like a lead up to that match. He says like too sweet in like such an uncool way. I mean, I fucking shoot on Balor so hard, but like it's like he looks fucking awesome. It's because I'm like disappointed.
Yeah.
He looks so awesome. And then like he's like the leader of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like in my head, AJ is like the Bullet Club guy.
Right.
Like you know what I mean? Like
why I
didn't watch Prince Devitt. Like I didn't really watch it that much. I watched him and NXT was my introduction to him.
Yeah.
He looks amazing. All the paint and all that stuff was really cool. And he does the finger guns, but he can't even say too sweet, like,
too
in
sweet.
A cool way. He's like, too sweet.
Too sweet.
It's almost like, right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
I'm trying here.
Yeah. Too sweet. Too sweet.
Anyway, okay. So that match was dope, and the curb stomp's back.
Yeah.
Is Rollins back? Remains to be seen.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, here I don't want to like be the guy who's like, oh, NJPW over WWE, but
yeah.
The way I would have liked to have seen that match shot the way that an NJPW match is shot.
Right.
I think it would have looked even better. Because the cutting and the editing on WWE is so strange anymore.
Yeah. It was really cool. They did a documentary, the Jericho documentary. They show a lot of footage. Like, they clearly had a camera just for the doc.
Yeah.
And the footage, it looks so cool and raw, like,
the
way the match is going. Like, because it's such, like, a vacuous. There's no, like, in the Tokyo Dome, there's no, like, LCD screens, like,
right.
telling you about KFC and stuff.
Yeah.
It looks like just, like, a void. Like, it's, like, a sports event.
Yes.
And when they speak, they're not like, they don't have the mic, they don't have the volume like trapped. It like really travels.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's something about it that feels really cool, like a concert.
Mm-hmm.
I could, like, you know, if WWE can find a way to tap into that, that would be cool. All right, let's move on to SmackDown because I got to run to a show. So we got to get through this quick. Sorry. But I was recording. It's because I went over. I was recording with Gabrus, which would be an episode that We'll figure out how we're going to release it for you guys. But if we do release it on the main feed, it will be sponsored by our Patreon. Think about it. Are you enjoying this episode? More content like that will be available to patrons. People support the show. And that money, it's going back to make this shit show even doper. Anyway.
See ya, paywall.
Yeah. See ya, paywall. Jinder beats, what's his name? Why am I blanking on his name? You know.
Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods. He beats him. So basically, Bobby Roode is to jump ahead. Bobby Roode is the U.S. champion.
Right.
That's what was really cool that they made the match that night. It felt a little like SmackDown for some reason. It felt like a pay per view or something. Like, not, it felt like not that much happened story wise.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is okay. It was cool. The matches were cool. I don't know. Nothing stood out to me on SmackDown. Like, there's a couple moments I have here, but it was a lot of match, and then it was a lot of. Just fine batches.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. I kind of wish that Xavier Woods won the belt.
That's what I think a lot of people thought that. But then once I saw him, it was Jinder. I was like, they're going to let Jinder win.
Right.
He's the champ. He's coming off being the champ.
Yeah.
Bobby Roode wins the title against Jinder. That's a cool spot for Bobby. I think it'll be a good spot to let's build him up. He seemed pretty emotional about it.
Yeah.
When he won. That was pretty cool. Mojo Rawley, his entrance looks so uncool.
Yeah.
Like he does the 5-point stance or whatever and he runs. I think it's good on paper. Like I said, I understand that it's good on paper and they'll figure him out, but he needs a full repackage.
Yes.
Like they need to figure out his music's bad.
Put pants on him. Black.
Something, yeah. Or tights. Like just go one way or the other.
Yeah,
I'm fine with it. Like, but yeah, it doesn't work.
Put him in Zubaz.
All right. This is the last thing I'm going to say. Two things. One thing, Baron Corbin cuts a promo. They did all these weird selfie promos that were like really awkward. You could see they were reading off camera.
Yeah.
Whatever. Baron Corbin did one that was actually pretty fluid. His delivery was good, but he bragged about having no friends.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like, I get you the lone wolf, but like not having friends is not cool.
No.
That's never going to be like a cool thing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's like Ann Coulter a few weeks ago, like sort of like revealed. She's like, Obama's taxes want those of us who are going to die alone to pay like for child stuff. And it's like, you just admitted you're going to die alone, you fucking moron.
Right.
Like, I understand you're trying to make this point, but it's not cool to brag about how lonely you are.
Yeah, I have no friends. I'm sorry. Like,
yeah,
even
no
though
shit.
You're a lone wolf, it's about the fact that you like roll alone and you don't need to be defined by
right,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not. I have no friends.
Maybe if you didn't. Maybe if you didn't block people who weren't even trying to be that mean on Twitter,
All right. You
would have more friends.
I know. No, you deserved it. Anyway, I gotta go. So last thing I'm gonna say all right. I mean, AJ had this thing where he was like calling them Cammy, which I dug, but ultimately. The one thing about AJ is really interesting is like his mic work is fine.
Sure.
Not bad, not good. Like,
it's there.
Not great.
Yeah.
It's good. It's serviceable. There is one spot in wrestling for the guy who's the best wrestler and he can get a complete pass.
Yeah.
And it's AJ.
Yeah.
Like, he's the best wrestler, the best in ring guy. So we're like, it's fine. Like, you can do whatever. Like, you can have a bad promo. You can misspeak. He does it every time. He swallows a word. I just find that really interesting. There's like the one guy. It's like, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're AJ, man. You're the man. It's
right,
all good.
Sure, yeah.
Your matches are awesome.
No problem.
It's really rare in WWE that someone's like, oh, you have the best matches, so it's fine.
Right.
I think like Shawn had that. I mean, Shawn cut better promos, but his promos, Shawn Michaels' promos were never like fucking incredible. Like,
you know,
it was like, oh, well, he's when he says I'm Mr. WrestleMania, it's like, you are.
Right.
When you say you're phenomenal, you are.
Right.
It's really, you can have that spot in WWE. It just, there's only one.
Right. Yeah.
I think Charlotte gets that in the women's division, kind of, maybe. All right. I got to go.
All right.
We got one more cash in. I'm going to play it, and I'm going to say keep watching Wrestling Kisses. We're going to play the cash in, and I'm going to head out. It's cool?
Cool.
I got to go to stand up. I promise I will do a pro wrestling joke so that I pay homage to the fact that I'm running out of here. let me play this cash in. Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in 2018, welcome to the most must-heard cash-in segment of this podcast. Welcome to Huff Nation cash-in of this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Josh Huff. I am back with the cash-in. Mediocre opinions I know y'all have missed him. I know Dan Black. I know Alex Newman. Y'all have missed him. We've all missed him. In my cash in this week, I'm actually going to say two things. One, thank you, God, that they brought back that curb stomp. Thank you. There's nothing more to say about it. We can all just agree on that. Two, Kevin Dunn, I need you to chill out with your little camera cut. Please. When Braun Strowman was flipping over his truck, I legitimately counted, I think, about 15 camera cuts in that whole segment. And I didn't know if I should laugh or have a seizure or what. That's got to calm down. I don't know what y'all think about it, but man, like, between Kurt Angle's face and the people and the truck and the truck and the people and the Kurt Angle, it is too much. Too much for me. But yeah, Huff Nation, y'all.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.